through the facilities of WTMJ, the Milwaukee Journal Station, the National Broadcasting Company takes pride in presenting to you another Stan Getten concert in miniature. A man and his orchestra synonymous with music that is new, vigorous, and refreshingly different. Direct from the Riviera in Lake Geneva, Wisconsin, we bring you Stan Getten's exciting interpretation of modern American music, and we're sure you will enjoy these fresh and stimulating ideas. And now here is modern America's man of music and your conductor, Stan Getten.
Thank you. Say, Gordon, let me have a little skin for luck, please.
You won't need it, Stan.
How do you feel tonight?
I feel fine.
Do you? Well, we feel pretty good, too, except we're a little nervous. This is the first time we've ever played here at the Riviera, and, you know, we're always very anxious to make a good impression for the first time.
They're all friendly folks out here.
Well, that's wonderful. Nice they look friendly, and I wonder, Gordon, if you'd help in a kind of a special way this evening.
Sure.
While I'm trying to explain what's going on, we'd appreciate it very much if you'd kind of mill around in the crowd, meet who you can, get what the... kind of have a personal survey of what the people would like to hear this evening, because, Gordon, as I said, we must do a good job.
I don't think you're worried, actually. This man knows he's going to do a good job. Don't we?
This room here, the Riviera, is a beautiful room, and we have tested the sound a little bit here before we went on the air, and I think that you people listening will find that the room is very conducive to a good broadcast sound-wise here. But nevertheless, fellas, let's not trust it too far. Let's start with something a little light. We'll have no high C's on the trumpet and no screaming trombones. And Stan Levy, if you'll kind of be rather casual with the cymbals, we'll sort of break this place in easy with this sort of music here. Here it is, gentlemen, the light thing that we do, Swing House. Here it is. I see that Gordon Hinckley, the announcer, so far is meeting with favorable reaction as he meanders and wanders through the crowd here, collecting data on what might be expected of us this evening. There is a soloist walking toward the microphone. The composition is certainly not new to concert and miniature, and it's not new to most any radio program or most any library or repertoire of any singer. It's Bob Burgess this time with the thing that he's played so much on concert and miniature. This is the thing called Over the Rainbow. I'd like very much to beg the pardon of those of you here in the room at the Riviera, as well as those listening in over NBC this evening. I neglected to do something before the broadcast that's very important. Say, Sal, I wonder if you'd shake hands with Herman Lachey, the engineer. This is Sal Salvador, Herman. He plays guitar. This is the engineer, Sal. He can possibly make you sound very good on the air, or how did you shake his hand, all right? How'd you find his attitude? Good? Well, really, I'm quite concerned because this composition has to do with you, and if he doesn't make Salvador sound good, the whole thing kind of lost here at the moment. Herman, if you'll take care of this assignment, this is a guitar solo surrounded by brass sounds mixed in with saxophone sounds, and of course the participating rhythm. It will be a little piano, some bass, and some drums. Here's the thing that Salvador's been playing so much called Frivolous Sal. Sal, Herman, here we go. Here this evening at the Riviera at Lake Geneva, I'd like to explain something to you. Generally, when we play a ballroom of this nature, we like to tell the people that there are a lot of you I know that come to dance, and there are a lot of you that come to listen, and so we want both factions to be happy by the time you leave this evening. There'll be a lot of dance music, and of course there'll be a lot of jazz played too, music that is a little bit more difficult to dance to, but in that way we feel it will more nearly satisfy the desires of both groups. And a very important part of each engagement these days is the presence of this young lady that has done so much in just the last 4 to 5 months to capture a great portion of interest in the field of jazz for herself with the orchestra here. This is the soon-to-be-released recorded version, or rather a version of the recording called All About Ronnie, Miss Chris Connors.
Thank you. tell all about Ronnie. I know him so well. His magical fingers, their sense of embrace. That lingers, caressing your face. All about Ronnie, best tone in tones. Let me propose.
It was just about a year ago to be, well, maybe to be more exact, it was about 11 months ago in Cincinnati when I expressed publicly through the facilities of NBC my feelings and gratitude over having the presence of Lee Konitz in the orchestra, and I made quite a thing to do of it, and I feel that I could say almost the same thing this evening, because here's a guy that has just joined the group. He's one of the leaders in the modern jazz field, and it's great to have him in the saxophone section. I'm speaking about Zoot Sims. Those of you that follow jazz are certainly familiar with him. And Zoot, if you'd continue on around through the rhythm section, explain what you're going to do to these fellows. I'll try to tell the people what we have discussed. So far, there has been no arrangement prepared for Zoot, but there are things being written, and we thought it might be nice if we dedicated a certain portion of this concert miniature to the guy's feeling for his tenor saxophone. And I asked him what he'd like to play. He said he'd like very much to play some improvised jazz on the chord progressions of It Had to Be You. Probably at the first you'll hear a little bit of the melody, then of course you'll start developing it. So have you set the beat, Jack?
Yeah.
Incidentally, say hello.
Hello, Sam.
How you doing?
Pretty good.
You told him all about what key and what tempo?
Yeah, key of C, It Had to Be You.
Key of C, It Had to Be You. The beat. Here it is. Bags, Sal, Levy. I'm Fellas, I've never asked you this before, but if you enjoyed it, would you... Let's hear the applause from the orchestra here. Very good. Thank you. Zoo, did you take a bow toward the orchestra there? Very much, well, thank you. Say, Gordon, would you step over here a moment? What did you learn when you went through? Is everything all right here?
It's just fine.
Have you seen?
You see, they're staying out here. Like,
yes,
they're moving away.
Yeah, they look very good. Have you seen the expression on the boss's face? That's always an important part of these surveys.
He's happy.
He is.
Need I say more? He's happy.
Well, Gordon, that's wonderful.
He's going to stay tonight.
He's going to stay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a treat too. Sometimes bosses that are a little bit antagonistic toward jazz will come in, check the money, the crowd, and of course, go out for a drive in their convertible. Gordon, I don't know. I think that there's nothing else I can say at the moment except I see Big Nell here with his finger. That means I think I'd better back out of the road, Gordon. And Frank, please sit down, will you? It'll be all right here. Gordon, here's the microphone.
Thanks very much, Stan Kenton. How about some theme or something? Please don't leave me here.
Oh, you feel inhibited?
I'd like some theme, really.
Brought you another Stan Kenton concert in miniature. Kenton's refreshingly original conception and interpretation of music in the modern idiom. Our broadcast tonight came to you direct from the Riviera in Lake Geneva, Wisconsin, through the facilities of WPMJ, the Milwaukee Journal Station. Join us again next week at the same time for another Stan Kenton concert in miniature, featuring the dynamic quality of a group of musicians and its leader who present to you the freshest and the most stimulating ideas in modern American music. Gordon Hinckley speaking. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.